This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
I'm Listening is Odyssey's commitment to mental health conversations. If you or someone you know is struggling with thoughts of suicide, depression, anxiety, or mental illness, help is available. Call or text 988 to reach the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. That's 988.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
So the shakeup continues at Southwest Airlines. They've announced six members of their board of directors are going to be stepping down in November, and the replacements possibly chosen by the big hedge fund, Elliott Investment Management.
Bum, 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 bum. Exactly.
Which now officially owns 10% of the company, but evidently that's enough for them to throw their weight around. Southwest also announcing that its chairman, Gary Kelly, is going to retire next year. The CEO, Robert Jordan, stays on despite Elliott pushing for his removal. There's a lot of ground to cover here, and our business analyst David Johnson joins us.
Well, I think we're about three chapters into what's probably going to be a 10-chapter book.
Oh,
well,
wow.
That, see, I was wondering, do we call this a hostile takeover at this point, or is it just a hostile takeover in progress?
Well, they don't want to take the thing over. What they want to do is affect some changes. And Elliott's been, Paul Singer, the head of it, and Elliott's been pretty effective in doing this. They're not exactly the bomb throwers that we've seen out of, the Velvet Kitty or whatever, some of these other outfits. They're usually very targeted. And you look at, you know, their proposed slate. Now, they put up an entire slate of directors that are not all going to go in. But, you know, they got some heavyweights in there. You know, Dave Cush, who used to be CEO of Virgin American, was here at American for a long time. And former CEO of Ryanair. They're certainly, you know, very successful. WestJet's former CEO and Air Canada. You're not going to end up with a whole board full of CEOs because that would just be catastrophic. But, I mean, they've got some heavyweights behind them.
All right. They wanted Bob Jordan gone. He hangs on to his job. Was this just kind of, negotiating? We'll get Gary Kelly out, and we'll be good after that?
I don't think it's over. I mean, I looked at the filing that Elliott made, and they're going ahead and petitioning the SEC and put out an alternate slate, and put all of their board members up. See, when you own 10% of a company, you can call for a meeting yourself. You don't have to sit around and wait for the company to do it or the board to do it or whatever else. Now, what they said was, we don't know if we're going to do this in a special meeting or we're going to wait for the regular annual meeting. But maybe that's where they will push to get Bob Jordan to step down. I really thought maybe after all this, they would declare, you know, victory. And what they're doing is they're sort of declaring a partial victory.
Do we assume that Gary Kelly got some nice parting gifts?
Oh, yeah, I would think so. And the thing is, I don't know that Gary wanted to stay on forever anyway. The whole idea was sort of reassure the investment community, the public, and everything else, because you bring in Bob Jordan. He was not widely known. Kelly was very widely known, had been there for a long time. He was, you know, the chief financial officer behind Herb Kelleher and Jim Riley, and Jim Parker, who was the CEO sort of in between the two. But Jordan was not a known quantity, so this was supposed to be reassuring. It didn't necessarily work out that way.
So you say we're three chapters into a 10-chapter book. With regards to the flying experience on Southwest, do these seven ensuing chapters, are they going to deal with check bag fees at all?
I kind of doubt that. I mean, I think that's, you know, that's a good marketing ploy, and maybe they can get around that otherwise. What they have done is they did cave in, and arguably a lot of people would suggest a little late, you know, to putting in some premium options and red eye flights and assigned seats and that sort of thing that a lot of the flying public, I think, really wanted. There is no clamor to please let us pay for these bags.
Yeah,
I mean, they're
exactly.
Just ridiculous. I mean, we've got all this money, and so nobody wants to do that. And also, you know, it's not over yet. They have this long planned investor day coming up in a couple of weeks, September the 26th, where they were going to unveil everything else. Now, it may not be quite as sexy because it may involve, you know, systems and operations and something to avoid any sort of catastrophic shutdown like the airline experienced during the holidays a year and a half ago. But it may well be something to do with the bags. But I think there's more to come, and there'll be more to come from, like I say, Elliott. They've got this slate that they want to put up, and some of those people are impressive. And what Gary said in the letter that was sent out to shareholders was, we're going to have four new board positions. Three of those, in essence, will come from Elliott. So three of those 10 that they propose.
And I know it's a little different, but Elliott has her eye on TI, Texas Instruments. A different situation, but can we expect some noise coming out of that soon?
Well, and we already have seen it. What TI did was pulled way back on their capital expenditures program. I mean, they had billions and billions. They're spending billions of dollars up in Sherman building those plants. They bought new ones. And Elliott wanted him to cool it a little bit, and they did. They came out the other day and said, we have, you know, ramped back our capital expenditure budget for a while, and Elliott commended them. So, I mean, I don't know if that's a declaring victory completely, but it may be that they'll, you know, move their attention other places.
It's Elliott's world. We just live in it.
Yeah, that's right.
Apparently.
10% is all you need.
All right.
Key to the company.
David, thank you so much. Appreciate it. That's our business analyst, David Johnson, with us here on KRLD. Debate tonight. It is the ABC News Presidential Debate Simulcast. You can hear it right here on KRLD. It starts at 8 o'clock tonight going on in Philadelphia. And it may be the only one. This may be the only debate. So.
And if you don't think these debates matter, remember the last time
exactly.
These debates happened, one of the candidates said, that's enough for me.
Drop down.
I'm out.
I mean.
So definitely this is a lot right now. On this one specifically, Kamala Harris, the vice presidential nominee, the vice president, she's got to kind of reintroduce herself to America. This is the first time really where she's sitting down and will answer
2 months ago, 2 months ago, she was just kind of an afterthought. You know, she was going to be the vice presidential nominee, but all of a sudden she's thrust into the number one position.
Now, if you look at some of the polls, she's leading in some of them.
She's got to introduce herself to the public. Do we have Kelly Meyer here? Kelly Meyer with News Nation is going to join us here in just a second. She's been covering this and is in Philadelphia for the debate tonight. And for Donald Trump is a known commodity. You know what you're going to get with
him. This is his seventh. It will be his seventh debate. So he's gone around. I think he did with three with Hillary, two with Joe, and then he's had numerous Republican debates.
Correct.
So.
And he, you know,
what you're going to get with a guy.
The rules around the debate are interesting. They're going to cut the mics off. If it's not your turn to speak, you won't be allowed to speak after your allotted time. And, you know, Kamala's team, they wanted those mics to stay open.
Well, they were hoping that Donald would bury himself somehow.
They wanted to set a trap.
Saying something that he shouldn't have. But, you know, it worked out really well for him last time. Again, Joe Biden had a very bad performance, and all Donald Trump had to do was just sit back and let him go. And he did.
News Nation's Kelly Meyer is with us right now on KRLD. We're going to talk a little bit about this. Kelly in Philadelphia. And the debate tonight, as Kelly, as Austin and I were just saying, this is critical for both of the candidates because this could be the only one.
Exactly. This is the first and only scheduled debate right now, and this could very well be the only time we're going to see them face off on stage. And a lot of voters here in Philadelphia and across the country want to hear about the policies? What kind of platform are they standing on going into November? What will they get done? We've been talking about that on News Nation, exactly what Trump might focus on, the economy, the border. Harris may focus more on what they call fundamental freedoms, the reproductive rights, civil rights, as well as the threat to democracy, which Joe Biden was also speaking of. So we are looking at them to maybe address those, but also the personal attacks that might come out here tonight and just how the two might respond or who might get under whose skin.
I know you reported this morning that the Harris campaign is actually going to have a couple of former Trump administration officials on hand tonight. Who will be there?
Yes, we know Anthony Scaramucci as well as Olivia Troy. They both served in the Trump administration, and they both have been very outspoken that they will not be supporting Trump again. They will not be here for Trump tonight. They will be here instead for Harris. So that is notable. We've also seen that on Trump's side, he's going to have J.D. Vance, his VP, by his side, or at least in the spin room after the debate. And then RFK Jr., who was actually in the Democratic primary process, as well as then the independent candidate, and now he is supporting the Republican candidate for president. He came out and endorsed Trump, and Trump has openly said that he may have him as some part of the administration working with him on health issues. So he will also be in the spin room here tonight. So both of them bringing out some of their arsenal to support them following the debate.
I wanted to ask you real quickly about the mood of each of the campaigns. What is the mood of the Harris campaign going into this and then the Trump campaign?
Yeah, I think both of them, it seems, are really trying to get under each other's skin. We saw two new ads come out this morning, one with for Harris's side speaking about Trump and his, as they call it, his obsession with crowd sizes. It features former President Barack Obama's comments at the Democratic National Convention. And they also have billboards placed throughout Philadelphia, also focusing on that, featuring pretzels or kind of Philadelphia things. And then on Trump's side, he's has a new ad talking about day one and basically trying to hit on Harris, basically saying that, you know, she's been a part of the Biden-Harris administration and trying to get her to, as they say, own up to the failures of that administration and how she's trying to talk about the future and turning the page, trying to kind of have her, you know, hold her responsible for what happened in the last 4 years. So that's what we are expecting to see a bit tonight, and we got a preview of in both of their new ads coming out today.
Good enough. Kelly, thank you so much. Appreciate the time as always. News Nation's Kelly Meyer with us on KRLD. And again, you can hear the ABC News presidential debate.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age, wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Simulcast. It'll be tonight on KRLD. Our coverage starts at 7, the debate at 8 o'clock local time, Texas time, and we will have local reaction immediately following the debate, too. So if you're listening at home tonight, don't forget to tell your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
We got new details from the chief of police in Dallas about what happened on Saturday before his officers shot and killed a man.
Hey, show me your hands!
The shooting happened at an apartment complex on Norwalk. They were investigating a burglary. The man who was shot and killed was 26-year-old Domingo Pop Pan, and what police thought was a gun was a replica.
Those officers, one, didn't know that was a replica firearm. They thought it was a real firearm, and you heard, this is not the outcome that my men and women want, and you can't fake that.
Police Chief Eddie Garcia says callers said the man appeared to be intoxicated, but police are waiting for toxicology test results. From the 24-Hour News Center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Members of the Dallas Black Clergy demanding changes after reports on the juvenile detention center.
The Texas Juvenile Justice Department's Office of Inspector General issued a report saying that staff at the Henry Wade Juvenile Justice Center would routinely falsify paperwork to hide mistreatment. The report also suggested that teens were subjected to periods of seclusion and were often deprived of education, exercise, outdoor recreation, and showers. Reverend Dr. Michael Waters, founding member of the Dallas Black Clergy, demanded an independent third-party review that will offer recommendations on best practices.
You can no longer hide behind legalese or the suggestion that a meeting with us somehow tramples upon the legal rights of our children. Their lives and their rights have already been trampled upon under your watch.
Earlier this year, the Dallas County Commissioner's Court subpoenaed the juvenile department for certain paperwork. The department in turn sued the Commissioner's Court to avoid turning them over, citing confidentiality. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin, York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Texas getting ready for heavy flooding and tornadoes and power outages all along the Gulf Coast. This become because of Tropical Storm Francine. It could become a hurricane later today.
Governor Greg Abbott saying the state is prepared for whatever Francine has in store. Water rescue teams have been deployed and the National Guard is on standby, even though Francine's current path is edging more towards Louisiana.
Heavy rains as well as the tornadoes that could come from the storm still are a possibility, especially in the north and northeast part of the Texas Gulf Coast.
Heavy flooding already happening in Galveston and the Rio Grande Valley. In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.